often are you engaged in the exercise of multitasking? Buhle and I were having a chat about it a moment ago. Buhle, do you find yourself multitasking more often than not these days?
More often than not. Actually, I've always had to multitask because of my jobs in general. But I find myself... Some things I'm really good at doing, multitasking, and others not so great, actually.
So what are the areas in which you are good at switching? I want to use the word tasks switching because I'm going somewhere with this.
I mean, on the job, because how our job is, you're always multitasking. There's always a million other things you're doing before you actually go on air, or when you're on air, and you try to do it as professional as you can. What I'm not so great at is cooking and doing something else.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you burn the food? You too, Amo?
Yeah. I do. I burn it all. So I stand by the stove when I cook. Yeah. I will not move.
You don't leave the food.
Never.
Because I don't have a built-in timer, so I don't cook a lot. So a lot of people, like my mother or my spouse, will have a built-in timer and they'll be like, oh no, I've been gone for 5 minutes. I need to go check on them. I am just like, until I smell it, it's not burning.
Okay, so you need to bring, you know that broadcasting timer that you have?
Yes.
You need to bring that into play in the kitchen. The reason we're having this conversation, guys, is because there was a very interesting article in Business Insider today about task switching. That is what the academics call it, right? We call it multitasking on a more colloquial level. But essentially, scientists at the University of Stellenbosch have published a paper that says when we think we're multitasking doing multiple things at a time. So we're in a meeting, we're on our phones at the same time, and we think we're doing all of these things extremely well. We're actually not, and it could impact on our performance. And one of the academics behind this is Dr. Doug Parry. He is from Stellenbosch University, as I said. And he's with us to discuss the ways we can actually be a little bit more focused on one task at a time. Listen carefully, Buhle, so you don't burn the food the next time. Dr. Parry, good afternoon, and thank you very much for joining us here on Afternoon Drive. I mean, as you point out in this study, we have the impression that we're doing pretty well, that we are fulfilling all of the tasks with equal focus and equal concentration. But I see your study proves otherwise.
Yes, thanks for having me on here. So we're specifically, our work has looked at multitasking with devices, so phones, laptops, things like that. But we're building on lots of research that sort of shows that when you're trying to do multiple things at once, we obviously can't overlap. So we're actually switching from one thing to another. And in our heads, this introduces a bit of a switch cost. Every time we switch from, say, watching the TV to having a conversation with your friend or back to your phone, it's sort of like loading something into your memory and then loading it back out. There's these switch cuts every time we go between the different tasks.
Is there ever a kind of multitasking that is useful and productive for the human brain?
Definitely. It depends on what you're wanting to do. So if you're wanting to, for instance, in your job as a radio presenter, you need to take in lots of different stimuli from different places. I'm assuming you have different screens going on, and you're multitasking, you're rapidly switching from one screen to the producer to another,
Absolutely. Then
it can work for you. But if you're someone who needs to concentrate or focus to do your work, or say a student in class or someone who needs to write out documents, then it's probably not very good for you because your work requires dedicated concentration.
How often on average is the ordinary person task switching during the course of a day?
I would assume hundreds of times. Our research, we specifically look at switching with devices, and we see that people tend to switch 200 to 300 times a day from one app to another, or from their device back up to a lecture they're in, or from a conversation to a device and back, a couple hundred switches a day just in terms of media multitasking.
And I take it, Dr. Parry, that most people are not even aware of that.
No, we're definitely not aware of that. Our study has asked people, we've tried to get people to become aware of that, to then investigate ways of sort of changing their behavior. And when people do become aware of it or show on a dashboard how many times they've switched, it's a massive surprise. People aren't aware at all how much switching you do in a daily basis.
Dr. Parry, you've come up with a couple of apps in your article that actually talk about, that actually help you streamline that and reduce the amount of distractions that you can expose yourself to while you're in the process of working. What are your recommendations in terms of useful apps?
Yeah, the idea is on our own, we'll struggle to do this. So it's sort of like in the Odyssey with Ulysses strapping himself to the mast so he couldn't go to the island. We need something that sort of almost prevents us from ourselves. So an app that you can set a timer and say, look, for the next half an hour, I'm only going to be working, and then I'll go and spend 5 minutes on social media or whatever I need to do. So there's various ones, Forest self-control for depending on your phone or what computer you have, you can use to block certain websites for a specific period of time and then get what you need to get done and then go and use what you want to use. So putting these kind of, we call them commitment devices in place, which sort of prevent us from ourselves almost, is what's needed here.
Prof, thank you so much for that information. From Stellenbosch University there, Dr. Doug Parry, and his study has looked at this issue of multitasking or task switching. And these are the apps that were recommended on, it's Business Insider actually, the article comes from. The two apps that are mentioned are Self-Control, that's the first one, and Cold Turkey is the other one. And these are apparently the apps that can help you block out times and block certain websites that you might go to too often. Perhaps you go to a sporting website to see how your team is doing much too often in between your work. But you've actually got to be quite disciplined as to how you go about this. And it's going to be very interesting to see if this works at all. Some of you who've tried it out, if you've downloaded Self-Control, Cold Turkey, or any of the other apps that help you watch your time, manage it well, ensure that you're not easily distracted by other things like social media,